The topic of our interview today is revenue, how the college got the resources to do what it did over all these years. And I'd like to welcome Irv Steinberg, who worked in the business department throughout his career at DMAC. Irv, could you tell us when you began your employment with the college and what you did and when you did retire?
Okay. I started Carolinum in the summer of 1968, toward the end of the first year of the college, and I retired in the summer of 1992 after about 24 years of service with the college. My initial title was called Business Manager and Board Secretary, and later it got changed to Controller, and someone else was appointed as Board Secretary, which turned out to be more time-consuming than the Controller had time to put up with.
When the college was growing all that time, too, and I'm sure the duties expanded a great deal during your time, you'd provided me with a list of the various revenue sources. I thought maybe if we could just walk through each one and you can make some comments on its importance and if that source has increased or decreased over the years since those first years. The first was tuition.
Initially, because the intent of the community college system was to provide a low tuition type of college activity for the students, and it was kept quite low, and thereby the tuition and fees part of the revenue was a minor part. It wasn't significant compared to the other. But because through the years things have reversed a bit, it was something like $40 a credit hour, which has grown significantly as it has at all schools.
Well, I guess that's happened everywhere. That one, of course, was controllable by the board. How about the property taxes? How was that levied and how was that determined?
Yeah, property taxes were initially set up to be 20 1/4 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation of all the property owners in the area 11 area. And that was a maximum that could be levied. Then there was a plant fund levy that had to be revoted every 10 years, and it did pass each time it was revoted. And again, it brought in 20 1/4 cents of the assessed valuation of the property owners.
So that one was quite predictable then in terms of
yes.
the number of dollars once it was voted.
Correct.
State funds, I would guess, were the major source and probably still is.
Yes.
How is that divided?
The state appropriated funds for all of the community colleges in the state, and based on population and enrollment, and because Des Moines Area Community College was the largest population area, we got a fair share of that. It was the most significant part of the revenue initially, and it amounted to at least 55-60% of the revenue came from state aid that was appropriated by the state legislature.
And, of course, there's always federal money, but I imagine that was one where you had to apply for it through grants or some special provision. I don't think there was ever a direct federal appropriation to the college, was there?
No, I don't believe so, Carol. There was a lot of special funded projects that the federal government did support, and there were grant applications made to get those funds, but there were a number of them, and they grew significantly through the years. One such grant would have been for retraining unemployed workers, and that I think is still going on.
And I know gifts and contributions have never been a major fund source, in terms of the total revenues, but I can recall we did set up a foundation at some point that tried to funnel that and do a little more orderly development of it.
That's correct, and there's been significant increases within that area with a lot of effort put forth by college staff and even the board members to get contributions from people, and a lot of the contributions have gone into tuition and fees for students who are became eligible through various criteria that was set up for the students. And we have an ongoing program there now, I'm sure, for supporting the students through gifts and contributions.
Well, I know that's been very successful. Do you have anything that you'd like to tell the audience just overall about your time at the college or anything on any specific topic?
All inspiring to be with the college from its early beginning and be aware of all the growth that took place. There was a significant growth as far as the financial and accounting was concerned. We started out with a manual Burroughs bookkeeping machine operation, and we went into various aspects of online computer systems through the years. We've also developed a accounting system statewide, which I was happy to be part of and getting it instigated throughout all the community colleges in the state. And we had a 10-digit account code that worked really well to identify all the revenue and expenses by funds. And our fund accounting, which includes our general operating fund and our plan fund and our auxiliary fund for auxiliary enterprises, and help develop the status of the college in an exemplary manner.
Well, I know it's been quite a long ride, and you certainly were an important part of that for that period of time. I want to thank Irv Steinberg for updating us on college revenues. Thanks, Irv.
Thank you, Carol.